Good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Bishop.
What day is it? Tuesday?
It's a beautiful day.
Is it? Yeah. We're living in a time warp, so today's Tuesday, right? Okay. Well, I'm grateful because Jesus loves Tuesdays. Now, these scriptures we've looked at a lot and recently as we are moving through the Gospel of John slowly. But in light of what's going on this week and what so many people are experiencing, I just wanted to say them again and see some things in there that I think will be an encouragement to you. Remember this, is that this is one of the great mysteries of the gospel, is that in the incarnation, Christ clothed himself in our fallen humanity. It says in Romans chapter 8 that he clothed himself, he became in the likeness of our sinful flesh. He never sinned, but he was tempted in every way like us. And so he clothed himself in your humanity and mine and lived the life that Adam didn't live, and it's part of the reconciling us back to God, because the life that Jesus lived is credited to our account. He did it in our name and on our behalf in our place. So again, he was faced with every situation. He was tempted in every way. And so Jesus, everything that you and I ever face in this earth, Jesus did, clothed in our humanity, and he did it without ever sinning. And so when Christ says in John 14, when he says, "Let not your heart be troubled," so he's speaking to them in a time of troubled heart. And the word troubled here is not just, you know, you're going through something that's sad. It's the idea of agitation. It has the idea of your heart being under attack. Whenever we go through the things that we're going through this week with Caden's death, and when it was all happening in Birmingham, the Lord showed me, it's like taking a boulder and then dropping it from 100 feet up and hitting into a small pond. And the ripple effects are so massive because the families involved and how much they're known and loved, and then Caden's testimony. And I mean, I've known him since he was born, baptized him when he was a baby. And you say those words and mean them, that you're marked as Christ's own forever, but my goodness, was that manifest in his life. And then the story after story that I've heard of how Caden really modeled after Philippians 2:4, you know, with humility of mind, regard one another as more important than yourselves. That's the greatest disposition of Christ-likeness. It says, do nothing out of selfishness or selfish ambition, but with humility of mind, regard one another as more important than yourself. And he just did that every day. And, you know, Caden was like the rest of us. Caden had his times, I'm sure, there were moments in his life when he had to repent and start abiding again. But the testimony of his life is so powerful that, I mean, I had one kid who was here on Sunday who said, "I don't understand because he never did anything wrong." Well, of course he did some things wrong, but his testimony is so powerful that to that kid, in his mind, the life that Caden lived was, he never did anything wrong. And so there's the normal grief that we experience because we're not hardwired for separation like this. Death is a foreigner. And so for Caden, Caden's home, and therefore he's made fully whole and he's in the arms of Christ and worshiping, you know, everything out of his heart, been worshiping. He's dancing with Ralph, and I bet that's a sight to see it. But we're the ones who are experiencing separation. And so there's the normal heartbreak. There's a normal heartache. But there's a difference between that and your heart being troubled, agitated, when there's despair and there's a sense of hopelessness and there's anger and confusion. And that the enemy peppers us with those kind of things in this. And so when Jesus is speaking to them, remember, he's telling them he's about to die. He's going to go away. And they don't understand what all that means, but when he's crucified, all they know is he was crucified. None of them had much of a sense of the resurrection because none of them believed when Jesus was risen. And so everything they'd put their hopes into, the one that they loved the most, who had captured their heart, died. And Jesus is preparing, he says, don't let your heart be troubled. And because he told them he's going to die, it's already happening. So the language here is stop letting your heart be troubled. And then he gives them the reason that they can. And he says this. You believe in God? He says, well, then you can believe in me too. Trust me with this. In my Father's house, there are many abiding places. That's the word. There are many places to remain. The word abide means to remain. There are many places that you're going to be able to live in, abide in. If it were not so, I would have told you. For I go to prepare a place for you, which is the cross. And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you to myself, that where I am, there you will be also. And so Jesus was knowing that he's going to die and it's going to rock their world. Their hearts already being troubled, just the fact he said he's going away. But he tells them, I'm going to a place, and in fact, when I go there, I'm going to prepare a place for you, an abiding place, and that abiding place is actually going to be me. Because what's going to happen, I'm going to come, and he did on the day of Pentecost, and I'm going to take you into myself so that you're going to face everything you're going to ever face the rest of your time on this earth joined to me, that where I am, that's where you're going to be also. Colossians chapter 3 says this. It says, for we've died, and our life is hidden with Christ in God. That's the safest place in the world to be. That's the safest place for our heart to be. And so as we walk through this, the only safe place where our heart doesn't live agitated, broken, confused, hopeless, despairing, is in Christ. That was the safety net. Jesus said, this is going to be your rescue. I'm going to receive you to myself so that where I am, there you will be also. And here's the thing we need to remember. I've already faced everything you're facing, clothed in your humanity. And I did it without sinning. And I don't mean by that the sinning like hurting people, but the sinning of being afraid, the sinning of hopelessness, the sinning of anger, the sinning of bitterness, the sinning of resentment, the sinning of despair. I've taken you to myself so that where I am, there you'll be also. And now your life is going to be hidden, hidden. See, when you don't know Christ or you're not walking with Christ, you're just facing everything coming at you full. But when you're hidden, everything's hitting him. So when people say, I don't know how I'm going to do this, well, the good news, if you're a Christian, you've been joined to Jesus so that you don't have to be the one who does it. Where he is where you're going to be. So you get to experience doing it in him, doing it by him. And the other thing it says about Jesus, it says that no man has seen God at any time, but he, the only begotten, who's in the bosom of the Father. And so when Jesus prepares his place for you, which is him, not only do we get to experience him, being joined to him, and facing everything in life by him, and his ability and his capacity and his strength. Roxanne addressed that yesterday, that people are telling kids, you gotta be strong, you gotta be strong. No, you don't. You just have to abide in Christ and let him be strong. What it says in Psalm 73 is this, my heart and my flesh may fail, but God is the strength of my heart and he is my portion forever. I love that. And I love the first part of that. Whom have I in heaven but you? And besides you, Lord, who I desire nothing on earth, my heart and my flesh may fail, but you're the strength of my heart, and you're my portion forever. And because you're in Christ, and you're joined to his life, and you're experiencing him, and your heart is hidden in him, so it's a safe place, but it's also, he's all snuggled up in the bosom of the Father. That's where he lives. And so though you're walking, and you're abiding in him, and you're facing everything by him, there's also that consciousness that I'm snuggled up with Abba. I have Jesus's soft, snuggled up place. That's just amazing to me. That's why Christ could say, you can stop letting your heart be tossed to and fro, because I'm going to receive you to myself. And that's why he says later, because no one can know the Father except through me. So I'm going to take you to me, where I'm going to be, you're going to be also. But one of the places I live is I live in the bosom of the Father, and that's where you're going to live too. Amen. In the name of the Father, Son, Holy Spirit. Amen.